This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, coming up later, the weather might be warming up, but it's still a great time to think about keeping warm for less this winter. St Albans and District Friends of the Earth might have the event to help us. But first, it's now June, which can only mean one thing, 30 Days Wild. Now, 30 Days Wild, if you've not heard, is the Wildlife Trust's annual challenge where they ask us to do one wild thing a day throughout the month of June. I know that we're well into June, but it's still not too late to sign up to receive a free pack, either through the post or via email, with lots of fun activities and ideas to keep us inspired throughout the whole month. You can also search on social media, hashtag 30 Days Wild, where you can see the lovely things that other people are seeing and hearing and doing. Now, I love this idea. Such a magical time of year to be taking a bit more notice of nature. I've been listening out for baby birds tweeting for food in their nest, which rather wonderfully seems to be something I'm hearing quite a lot just at the moment. I also saw a whole family of newly fledged little nuthatches dotted around a tree in Clarence Park off Hatfield Road in St Albans. Now, the parent nuthatches were scurrying around the tree as fast as they could, popping insects into one hungry beak and then rushing on to the next one. And for me, well, you know, there's something wonderful about these chance encounters with nature. And looking at 30 Days Wild, it does seem that many of you share that feeling. So do take a look on the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website or on social media and put a little bit of wildness into your June. Now, talking of baby birds, oh my goodness, aren't those three baby peregrine falcons in the nest on St Albans Cathedral Tower doing well? You can see that they're losing some of their baby downy feathers and getting some proper adult feathers. And they're able to manage for quite a while without a parent keeping them warm all the time now as well. I took a look at the webcam that you'll find on the St Albans Cathedral website at a time when the bells were ringing in the tower. Oh my goodness, that did sound like a bit of a challenge for them, shall we say. Now, just over a week ago, the government announced that the energy price cap for July to September 2023 is £2,074. So not quite as high as last year, but still leaving the average fuel bill nearly double what it was in 2021. That's bad news as, well, for many of us, these huge fuel bills will mean that we've got less to spend on other essentials like food and will push many into debt. But if there is an upside, it is that it makes measures like insulation much more cost effective, and it's a real incentive to cut down on our energy use and in doing so, our carbon footprint. St Albans and District Friends of the Earth is working on a campaign that they hope will enable everyone to have a warm home without costing the earth. I spoke to St Albans and District Friends of the Earth member Judith Leary-Joyce about the campaign and about the Warm Homes Workshop that St Albans and District Friends of the Earth are running for this year's St Albans Sustainability Festival. Judith, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So the United for Warm Homes campaign, is that a local campaign or is that something that's countrywide?
It's a very nice combination of the two. It's a countrywide campaign, but the focus is on local communities coming together to support each other through all the difficulties of the energy crisis. So it's a bit of both.
Excellent. And can you just outline what it is that the campaign's about, what it is that you're asking for?
The campaign is aimed at creating change in the area of warm homes. We want everyone to be able to live in a warm home. That should be everybody's right. And the focus is then on putting pressure on government, on our MPs to provide help when people need it with their energy bills, take on some of the insulation that we so badly need, and to do that in a street by street way, and also to take the pressure off the polluting energy sources like oil and gas and focusing on renewables, clean energy.
Okay. Now, you mentioned MPs there. Is that the way that you're hoping to achieve the campaign asks? Could you kind of just run us through how you hope you'll achieve what you want to?
Well, the first stage of the campaign is about getting people to sign a petition. That's about encouraging people to get on board and to make their voices heard. We also encourage people to write to their MPs. So depending where you are, whether that's BIM or whether it's Daisy Cooper, to write to them to say, please support this campaign. This is urgent stuff in the country. Of course, next year we're going to have a general election, so it's a perfect time to be starting this now, to be getting people on board, to be gathering names and finding ways that we can put pressure on the political parties to actually take this seriously.
So obviously saving money on energy bills is great and insulating your house, but I mean, why is it important round here? You'd have thought somewhere like St. Albans, we were actually quite good at this and possibly didn't really need it very much.
Well, that's what you'd like to think, isn't it? But actually 56% of homes in the district are poorly insulated. I think any home that was built before 1990 actually needs retrofitting. That's countrywide. But the very thought that 56% of homes, more than half of the homes in St. Albans district, aren't insulated well is really quite shocking.
I didn't expect that at all. It really is. And presumably in some parts of the country, it must be even worse than that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it's much worse in a lot of places. And if you put that together with the fact that 20% of our carbon emissions in the UK is from leaky homes, then it means we're uncomfortable, but so's the earth, you know. It's a win-win, this. To be insulating, it just means that everybody wins. We win on the climate front, but also we're more warm and comfortable and it's costing us less.
Yes, it does sound like yet another of those examples where helping ourselves is helping the planet. Absolutely. As well. And Judith, this is actually quite an important campaign for you, isn't it? People might well recognise your name from other shows on Mix 92.6. Can you just explain your personal connection with this?
Oh, well, yes. I've been a climate warrior, as my family call me, since the early 70s. So climate issues are very important to me. But we've also recently had the experience where we did retrofit our Victorian end of terrace in St. Albans, and we're now saving 75% of our energy usage, which is phenomenal. We didn't expect it to be that effective. And so now really I'm on a bit of a mission to persuade people to do this with their homes because it's good for them and good for the environment.
Indeed. And you've kind of shown what can be achieved if the campaign was successful.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, 75% in these days' prices, that's really significant and worth going for.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you mentioned the petition to our MPs. Where would we find that if we wanted to sign in and support the campaign?
Well, there's two events coming up where you could come and do that. One on the 10th of June in the Abbey at the beginning of the Sustainability Festival. So that we'll be there as Friends of the Earth. You'll be able to come and sign there. And then also on the 17th of June, there's going to be a Friends of the Earth Warm Homes workshop at the Marshallswick Community Centre between 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we'll be there again with the petition. So you can come and talk to us, find out more about it and sign up.
Okay. And is there somewhere online we can find it?
I think if you go to the Friends of the Earth website, you'll find it on there.
Lovely. I'll make sure that a link goes with the notes that go with the podcast of this show. So just returning to the event that you've got coming up, the Warm Homes Workshop on the 17th. Can you tell us a little bit about what will be available there, what we can expect and why we might want to go along?
Well, what we've done is we've brought together a group of different people that can talk to you about energy usage on a number of fronts. So there's going to be the new Energy Foundation. You might have seen their leaflet around the town. It's up on the St Albans Council website. And they can give help and advice on all things energy. CAB will be there if you need to talk to someone about energy costs and about paying your energy bills. The Community Bank is a really interesting one. They provide affordable home loans so you can undertake energy efficient measures. So that's a very interesting initiative. A company called Solinvictus, who in fact we used Solinvictus, they fitted our solar panels and our air source heat pump, and Simon Robinson is very knowledgeable about all of this. And then there'll be someone from the Warm Spaces initiative that you can talk to about places to go when the winter comes around again. We've got a selection of different types of insulation that you can look at, everything from PIR, which is the one made with petrochemicals, through to wood fibre. You can look at all the different options there. There's going to be some games for the kids and a colouring competition for the kids and, of course, a cup of tea.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Always like to come along for a cup of tea and a biscuit. So it sounds like there could be something there for people of, well, it sounds like most budgets, actually.
Yes. Yes, I think there'll be something for everybody there, whatever your particular need is. In terms of making best use of your money, there'll also be copies of the Stay Warm for Less booklet that's been around last winter, which is where I brought together all the energy hacks I could find on the web. So there's a little booklet that you'll be able to take away from there to give you ideas. If you can't do big retrofits, there's still lots you can do to make your home warmer.
Okay, well, that all sounds excellent and really very useful for, well, pretty much anybody, whether they're just concerned about being warm or whether they want to make their home that little bit more sustainable. And this is part of the Sustainability Festival. And actually, there's a couple of other events that might be of interest if your home's a little bit colder, you're looking to be a bit more energy efficient. You've got your open house coming up. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is the first time I've done this. So the idea is that people will, if they're thinking about we need to make our home more energy efficient, then they can come and see what we've done. So there's going to be 6 sessions. Quite a lot of it sold out already, but it's on the Sustainable St Albans website. And it's groups of 6 people for an hour. And what I'll do is I'll just tell them a bit, give them a bit of an overview, and then I'll take them around the house to show them the different places where we've insulated. They can look at the air source heat pump inside and outside, all the solar panels, just talk them through everything that we've done. And interestingly, for people that are interested in that, then there's a lovely run-up to that with an architect, an eco-inspired architect, James Jeremiah. He's talking about how to retrofit your home. He works primarily in the commercial sector, retrofitting, but he's doing a presentation on Zoom on the evening of Monday the 13th at 7:30. So he'll give a lot of the background to it and talk through the different elements of it. And then it would fit very nicely to come and see me and see what it looks and feels like in situ.
Indeed. And your open house is again on the 17th, and that's the same day as the Friends of the Earth event. But
that's
course,
right.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, we're only 1 hour. There's also, I've added in a couple of sessions on the 18th as well, because so many people wanted to come.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
If you go on now, you can probably still book in.
Indeed. Well, it's understandable why these events are so popular. Really good to hear. Judith, thank you so much for telling us all about that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
I was talking there to Judith Leary-Joyce of St Albans and District Friends of the Earth. And you'll find more information about the Warm Homes Workshop, the St Albans Cathedral Community Showcase, the How to Retrofit Your Home event with JAC Architects, and Judith's house tours, all on the SustFest page of sustainablestalbans.org. And just to mention that all of those events are free for you to attend as well. And as part of SusFest on Mix 92.6, do listen out on Mix Mornings for the discussion of all sorts of things like fast fashion and what it's doing to the planet. Reverend Will Gibbs telling us all about the Cathedral's community showcase event that Judith mentioned, and growing your own food with Tim Lester of the Folly Lane Allotments Group. And I'm looking forward to hearing what the Soroptimists are planning to do with our unwanted bras. Well, you'll hear about this, the events coming up, as well as the issues they're trying to address and what you can do to help. So do listen in. And if you miss Environment Matters or any of these interviews, then do head to mix926.com, where you'll find podcasts and the listen again function so you can catch up at any time. Now, I'm seeing that so many of you are looking forward to running or attending events for this year's St. Albans Sustainability Festival. It runs from the 10th to the 18th of June, with events every day and right across the district, most of them free to attend. I'm hoping to get along to the Bio Blitz in the Abbey Orchard. That's on the 11th of June in the middle of the day. And it sounds like a great chance to learn, well, just a little bit more about the bugs that there are all around us. And I'm also hoping to get along to the Earthworks Open evening on the 14th of June. I mean, I just think the Earthworks Gardens are lovely at the best of times, but on the summer evening with all the flowers out, well, what could be better? And something that I'm hoping to get along to before then, actually, that shares the name but is not related, is the Earthworks exhibition at the St. Albans Museum and Art Gallery. Now, it contains works by Take Five. It's a group of artists who live or work in Hertfordshire, and each is inspired by the earth in their different disciplines. Now, they say the complex processes which have produced the earth's geology, materials and landscapes have inspired artists throughout human history. Even materials themselves used by ceramicists, glassmakers, painters and textile artists are created by these same geological processes, part of our everyday world. And the pieces I've seen on social media look absolutely beautiful and well worth a visit. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6 on Twitter and Facebook. I'm going to be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.